Alrighty.
Hey, tonight.
Hey, we're here with Doug Clifford, 105.7 KOZ Easy Windows Classic Rock, I'm at max volume. And Susie Q. Hey, Doug, who's calling you? Oh, man, you're going to have to get. Oh, I think. Boom, Doug Clifford Hotline. Doug Clifford Hotline.
My fan club in Arizona. Actually, he's a pest control guy.
105.7 KOZZ Windows Classic Rock. We're hanging out with Doug Clifford, local boy, and it's Creedence's 50th anniversary. Just heard Susie Q. Oh, Susie Q. I got to tell you, you know what? We were talking about this next song one time, and I said the holy grail question for guitar players. What amp? Because the myth, the legend, the story was, Born on the Bayou was a Fender Twin Reverb. You told me no. The Twin Reverb was not the reverb sound that is so iconic to be found on Born on the Bayou. Came to us from a
custom amp.
I love
tuck and roll.
Tuck and roll. I love that.
Looked like a hot rod.
Yeah, but it was good because if you dropped them, well, they were all tuck and roll and had a lot of foam and padded up.
Yeah.
The old customs. There was a place that had custom amps, and I go in and check them out, going, wow, these are so cool. And I can remember when, you know, people were going to Sears and buying Silvertones, and then they found out that there's music stores where you could buy things that were amps from Fender and Marshall. And
powerful.
Yeah, big, powerful amps. And in the old days with the pictures of the big wall amps when the PA was just for the drums and the vocals.
Yeah, that's true.
But going back to Born in the Bayou, when this record drops, it had this kind of blurry out of focus, amazing. It was such a poetic picture because it kind of captured the confusion of the times, the way things were going at the time. There's a lot of confusion, there's a lot of angst, there's a lot of blurriness.
Right.
And it was a little out of focus, but the story goes, photographer had
a brand new zoom lens. It was something totally new, and it was electric. And he had his camera, and he was trying to zoom in on us to get the shot, and accidentally hit the button that triggered the camera, and he got a kinetic shot. I mean, it's movement, and it's blurred, and it looks three-dimensional.
Yeah.
And he says, oh, I made a mistake.
And we said,
oh, man.
Keep that.
Make another mistake for the next album, would you?
Yeah. That was just one of the greatest covers ever. Just really captured the moment in time.
Yeah.
And that blurriness, that confusion that was going on. The 60s were the Civil War of the 20th century.
Oh, yeah. There were so many things happening. Segregation, the women's movement, the draft, the war, on and on and on and on. Social change.
We address those issues, we face those challenges, music. And we work through them. And that's what I think my parents taught me, and I taught my son, is to face your challenges and work through them. And that's what we did. We addressed the issues, we faced the challenges, and we worked through them, and we made the world a better place.
Yes.
You know? Sometimes you can't change yourself. I mean, sometimes you can't change the world, but you can change yourself, and by virtue of changing yourself, you can change the world.
Yes, that's a very good way to put it.
Let's hear this one now, Born on the Bayou. This is a song, your favorite,
favorite. My favorite.
This is a song that a lot of people thought, well, they're from the Bayou.
Yeah, a lot of people.
the Bayou of Berkeley.
All of a sudden, we were playing Southern rock. What?
Yeah.
In El Cerrito? I don't think so.
The Bayou of Berkeley.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're talking to Cosmo, Doug Clifford, KOZZ, celebrating Lotus Radio, celebrating 50 years of rock in Northern Nevada, and Creedence doing the same thing 50 years. This is Born in the Bayou. It's Creedence Clearwater Revival with 105.7 KOZZ Reno's Classic Rock.